This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. During the last presidential race, Texas Congressman Ron Paul had some of the most fervent supporters in the Republican field. It just didn't translate into much electoral success. He didn't win a single primary or caucus. This year, the Ron Paul crowd is back in full force. NPR's Ari Shapiro caught up with some of them in Concord, New Hampshire.
It smells like summer. Cooking meat, fresh-cut grass, bug spray. And a few hundred people are here to see Ron Paul speak. It's the opening of his Concord headquarters here in New Hampshire. They're all excited about his second-place finish at the Ames straw poll in Iowa. They're also a little frustrated that it hasn't been getting more attention.
His numbers, statistically, he was pretty much tied with Michelle Bachmann. He was just a very few short. Now the media isn't even talking about that.
New Hampshire State Representative Jen Coffey is an emergency room technician. The candidates were 152 votes apart, to be exact, out of about 17,000 cast.
They're talking about the guy who came in third who just quit, but they're not talking about Dr. Paul. He has people. Now the media may not want to pay attention to him, but the people sure do.
That anger and passion in her voice are typical of the folks at this rally. These are not inquisitive voters trying to learn more about an unfamiliar candidate. These are true believers.
I actually cried listening to his last speech.
Leslie Lannan is sitting with her family in the shade of a Winnebago they call the Happy Camper. She painted big slogans on the side. Ron Paul Revolution, Love, Peace, Liberty 2012, and Dr. Paul Cured My Apathy. It looks more suited for a Grateful Dead concert than a Republican presidential campaign rally. Her husband, Terry Lannan, is an art teacher who describes himself as a crunchy granola guy.
Back in 1979, maybe, I think I was thinking about Jesse Jackson, so I've kind of come a long way.
The family bought 100 Ron Paul DVDs and handed them out to strangers at gas stations on the drive up from Massachusetts. In short, Ron Paul is not your typical Republican candidate, and his supporters are not your typical Republican voters. Paul wants to shrink the military, end the Federal Reserve, overturn the Patriot Act, legalize marijuana, and he's been making these arguments for decades. Robin and Tom Jakubik are husband and wife who had sat on opposite ends of the political spectrum for years.
I was for Ned Lamont because he was anti-war, and when the Democrats took over in 06, nobody did anything to stop the wars. So I found Dr. Paul from there.
He is the only one in the Republican race that knows what he's doing, knows what he's saying, and has the answers.
So is this the first time in your married life that you've aligned politically?
Yeah, we found each other in libertarianism.
Yeah.
And here comes Congressman Ron Paul. As Paul acknowledges, on the stump, he comes across more grandfatherly than presidential.
You know, at times I've been criticized for my lack of ability to give public speeches and all these other things. But I'll tell you what, where I get my energies from the people like you who are energized.
He stands on a small wooden platform in an open-collared shirt, black slacks, and comfortable shoes. It's very different from the look of, say, Texas Governor Rick Perry, who showed up at a New Hampshire coffee shop this week in a monogrammed shirt, silver cufflinks, and a tie. Perry recently suggested that the Federal Reserve chairman may have committed treason. Paul said he's been talking about the Fed for decades. Welcome aboard.
But I'll tell you what, he makes me look like a moderate. I mean, I have never once said Bernanke has committed treason. But I have suggested very strongly that the Federal Reserve system and all their members have been counterfeiters for a long time.
He's a pure libertarian candidate. And I think he recognizes that if he stays true to that, he's not really going to be able to expand his base beyond that.
Andy Smith is a political scientist at the University of New Hampshire.
He's a message candidate, and he is really pushing a message out there. And I think Ron Paul has been very successful in that he has made sure that more libertarian ideas are talked about, and he's actually forced a number of the other candidates to agree with his position.
By that definition, success doesn't require winning at all. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Concord, New Hampshire.